From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey's prime minister plans to leave office. Ahmet Davutoğlu has announced he will step down amid reports of his growing differences with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Dorian Jones reports.
In a carefully worded statement to the country's media, Prime Minister Davutoğlu said he'll be stepping down at the AK Party Congress to be held on May the 22nd. Davutoğlu claimed his premiership has been a success, underlying his landslide victory in last November's election. But alluding to growing differences over his leadership, he said he was stepping down for the sake of unity and consensus in his party. But the Prime Minister was careful to reaffirm his loyalty to the President. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 28 civilians were killed Thursday in an airstrike on a refugee camp in northern Syria near the Turkish border. The group's director said he didn't know if the attacking planes were Syrian or Russian. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says there's no justifiable excuse for an airstrike targeting civilians. The bombing came just a day after the United States and Russia brokered a ceasefire for the city of Aleppo. U.S. Defense Department spokesman Colonel Stephen Warren says U.S. warships have stopped accompanying U.S. and British-flagged commercial vessels through the Strait of Hormuz. The decision follows a threat by Iran to close the waterway to U.S. and allied vessels. Iran's naval commander announced last week his country would hold maneuvers in the Persian Gulf in the near future. The deputy head of Iran's Revolutionary Guard says if the United States and its allies want to go through the strait and threaten Iran, it will not allow their ships to enter. This is VOA News.